It's that time again. You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Carolyn Nelson.
And we're going to go right directly, first thing, to Phoenix and get the metal report from Gene Miller. Gene, are you there?
I'm here. How y'all doing?
What's happening, as if I don't know?
Yeah, well, let's see here. Gold today had a high of $386.70. Excuse me, a low of $380.90 to close at $383.80, down 10 cents. Silver had a high of 535, a low of 521, to close at 525, down 8 cents. Platinum was at 40, had a high of 40450, and a low of 389.90, to close at 404, up $6.30. And the Dow had a high of 3930, a low of 3904, to close at 3928. Up $24. An interesting piece of news came across my desk. Actually, it was today also. And he's a client, and he cashed in some of his mutual funds and different paper assets and different things with us being so overly valued. He decided it was time to pull out some of that and start to protect himself, and I commend him for that. But he got a rude awakening when he went down to the bank. He had purchased some audio equipment. In fact, sounds like you'll get to meet him on the air down the road a piece. But he had purchased some things, and he put the check in the bank, you know, to cash it. Anyhow, he wanted $10,000, and he had a, you know, $50,000 check there to cash and whatnot, and he's done business there. He was real familiar with banking because he had been in the banking industry himself many years ago. But when it came time to get his $10,000...
They didn't have it.
They didn't have it. They didn't even have close to it. In fact, they had to scrounge around to every drawer in the whole bank to come up with about $4,800.
I told you, folks, the cash don't exist. It's not there.
It's just not there. If every one of those that are listening today went down to the banks today, tomorrow, cash out whatever they got in there, they get a rude, I mean a rude awakening. They couldn't have it. They'd say, sorry, we don't have it. And, folks, we need to wake up. We need to be, I'm glad there are some people that are taking initiative and starting to protect themselves, but there are thousands of you that are listening right now that haven't done a thing. Call me tomorrow, 1-800-889.
Hey, Gene?
Yes?
Do you have call waiting?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Don't call us again unless you disable that thing, because they can't hear what you're saying out there. You're being cut off by your own call waiting.
Is that what's happening?
Yep.
I have to figure out a way to disable it.
No, all you got to do is call the phone company. They'll tell you how to do it. You can disable it before you make the call.
Oh, okay. Well, my apologies.
But that's terrible.
I hope they didn't miss it all. Call me tomorrow, 1-800-289-2646. I'll be glad to get some information out to you, tell you what's going on, and folks, let's get started and let's get ourselves protected. Again, that's 1-800-289-2646.
Thank you, Gene. I've got some more to add to that, folks, so make sure you got a pad and pencil by your side and write this down, because you're going to need to know it. The Nikkei yesterday, that's the Japanese stock exchange, dropped 484.6 points. 484.6 points. The yen is at an all-time high of 102.5 yen to the dollar. And if you know what that means, it means the dollar's worth less. Actually, it went up to 103 point something, back up to 103 point something today. But if you understand yen in comparison to the dollar, 1 yen is worth much less than a penny. So that's not much of a rise of the dollar. The Prime Minister of Japan and Clinton are going head to head. In fact, they're engaged in a brouhaha that could have world-shattering import. You see, 5 years ago, we made an agreement with Japan that within 5 years, Japan would allow Motorola to sell their cellular phones in Japan, and this was by a trade agreement, and Japan has failed to honor their part of the bargain. Well, we honored our part of the bargain, and now they're sticking it to us. So what's going to happen, folks, is right off the bat, there's going to be a huge tariff placed upon the cellular phones that Japan brings into this country, and it could kick off a trade war. If it kicks off a trade war, the Japanese are so nationalistic that the Japanese business and financial interest will pull their funds out of our bond market. If that happens, they might pull out $10 to $25 billion within the next 2 to 3 months. Unless there's some kind of resolution of this conflict. If that happens, the dollar is going to plummet. You're going to see the rug pulled right out from under the economy of the United States of America, and we're going to be in deep, deep, deep trouble. Now, believe me, the Japanese will do this. They're loyal to one thing, and one thing only, and that's Japan. So make sure that if you're in the bond market, that you hedge your bonds so that this can't wipe you out. If I were you, I don't know why you'd even be in the bond market, but if you are, that's your business. Call Swiss America Trading, 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646, and do it right now. Folks, I've got an old 58 Chevy that I've had for years and sort of been tinkering with and trying to restore, and boy, I've got a long way to go because I very seldom find the time to get around to it, but not too long ago, the bottom dropped out of the transmission and haven't been able to drive it. And some of our friends called today and said that they're going to take care of that. And that just gave me a good feeling, neighbor helping neighbor. And not only that, I love that old car. I want to drive over to the Sonic Drive-In and sit in my time machine. Tonight you're going to hear some good old music that takes us back to our roots. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is number 9 in our treason series. You know, I was looking at our stack of documentation, and I have to tell you, we have not even yet, I thought we had covered quite a bit of material. We haven't even started. We've done 8 hours, and we haven't even started. Tonight is hour number 9. We're going to skip ahead in time. We're going to skip ahead in time to March 11th, 1992. March 11th, 1992, from the Congressional Record of the House. House, page H1181, March 11th, 1992, Congressional Record of the House. That's page H1181. By Mr. Owens of New York. Mr. Owens of New York. House Joint Resolution 438. Joint resolution proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States repealing the Second Amendment to the Constitution to the Committee on the Judiciary. And we'll go to the Congressional Record Index, page 123, and you can see that it is duly registered under firearms constitutional amendment to repeal amendment relative to the right to bear arms, House Joint Resolution 438. Introduced the 11th of March, 1992. And on that day, when this legislation was introduced, on page H1168 of the Congressional Record of the House, March 11th, 1992, I quote, "The Speaker pro tempore, Ms. Pelosi, under a previous order of the House, the gentleman from New York, Mr. Owens, is recognized for 60 minutes. Mr. Owens of New York, Madam Speaker, today I have introduced a resolution which calls for the repeal of the Second Amendment to the Constitution. The Second Amendment to the Constitution reads as follows. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Madam Speaker, is the Second Amendment still necessary in 1992? And does the Second Amendment, the existence of it, give the right to the manufacturers of guns, the distributors of guns, the fanatics who must have automatic weapons of all kinds, does it provide a right to them? Madam Speaker, I have been told that the Second Amendment does not guarantee that right, but it is because the Second Amendment has been distorted and is often misquoted to mislead the American people to believe that because the Second Amendment exists, we should not and we cannot regulate the manufacture, the sale, and the distribution of guns in the United States. As a result of the notion being promulgated that we cannot regulate the sale and distribution and manufacture of guns, we have a paralysis by legislators across the country and by the Congress. Repeatedly, public opinion polls have shown that the American people do want more gun control. They want more regulation of guns. Of course, a number one issue across the nation is crime and solutions to the problem of crime. Madam Speaker, crimes of all kinds I abhor, but crime which results in the death of individuals is of particular concern and should be a particular concern to all of us. I break here to tell those of you who may have tuned in late, these are not my beliefs. This is a speech read to the House of Representatives by Mr. Owens of New York, who introduced a bill to repeal the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America. And I continue. The recent tragic shootings of two young persons at Thomas Jefferson High School in New York City has renewed interest in some kind of immediate urgent action to deal with guns and the gun culture. Madam Speaker, two young persons, one named Ian Moore and the other's name is Tyrone Sinkler, they happened to live in my congressional district. The tense is important here. Thomas Jefferson School is not located in the district, but these young people resided in the 12th Congressional District. Somehow, their shooting has shocked even New York City, which has too many homicides and too many guns, despite the fact that we have very tight gun control laws in both New York City and New York State. The fact is, folks, they have the tightest gun control laws. This man is suggesting that if the federal government passes the same laws that have already been passed by New York, that this will somehow stop guns from appearing on the streets of America. I'm sure that you can see the absurdity of this. If the existing laws can't do it, what makes him think that repealing the second article and amendment to the Constitution will do it? What makes any of you think that you can do it? I continue. The fact is that these youngsters were murdered in cold blood in a school. The fact is that the young man who pulled out the gun and shot them has no fear of being caught and no concern about snuffing out human life and taking his punishment subsequently. Mr. Owens, are you telling me that the liberal view that the criminal is not guilty of a crime and should not be punished is now beginning to bother you? I doubt it very seriously. You're using your rhetoric as a ploy to pull some sympathy from those who don't understand what it is that you're really saying. And I continue. In addition to the two persons being shot that day, their lives being snuffed out immediately, another young person who was a friend of theirs went home and with a gun committed suicide, took his own life. Mr. Speaker, in the space of 5 days in New York City, there were about 10 shootings. About 5 people were killed with guns. That is, in New York City, which is highly visible. They got a lot of publicity and all the world knows about it. But what my colleagues do not know about is that all around the country, in both rural communities and suburban communities, young people are taking their lives and taking each other's lives in large numbers. We know about the mass murders when automatic weapons are being taken into post office buildings and people getting revenge for various reasons have snuffed out the life of dozens of people. This is another lie, and a blatant lie, ladies and gentlemen. None of those people were using automatic weapons. They throw the term automatic weapons around to scare people. An automatic weapon is a machine gun. You pull the trigger and it keeps firing until you let go of the trigger. In case you don't know. They like to scare people with that. The truth is, you're safer if someone is shooting a machine gun at you, an automatic weapon, than if they are taking steady aim with a single shot rifle. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Mr. Speaker, I've been invited to serve as a moderator for a panel, a teleconference entitled Challenges and Choices, Violence in the Schools. This teleconference is sponsored by the National Association of Secondary School Principals Urban Services Office. It is going to take place next Wednesday. The brochure that was sent to me starts as follows. It relates to incidents where young people were murdered or young people were guilty of murdering people in schools. In Pinellas County, Florida, for example, an assistant high school principal was killed and another administrator and teacher at that school injured by students who were armed with stolen revolvers. You understand, folks? He wants to pass a resolution, ladies and gentlemen, to repeal the second article and amendment to the Constitution, and he's citing as examples all this ridiculous baloney. And I continue. These guys stole their weapons. Stolen revolvers, ladies and gentlemen. In Garden, Kansas, 2 teachers and a junior high school principal were killed by a 14-year-old boy with an automatic rifle. That's another lie. He did not have an automatic rifle. Very few people in this entire country have an automatic rifle, and I'm going to tell you right now that no crime is on the books that has ever been committed with an automatic rifle. Do you understand that, folks? If you don't believe it, go look it up. These are buzzwords to scare you. They're blatant, blatant lies. I continue. My colleague did not hear any headlines about this, and there are numerous other incidents that are taking place all across the country that we do not read the headlines. We do not see them on television. They are not in New York City with the media present to publicize it, but it is happening all over. The culture of the gun, the culture of violence. That's another blatant lie, ladies and gentlemen. The media jumps on every incident involving any kind of a firearms weapon, and this scumbag knows it. He knows it. The fact is, if you don't see it in the media, it did not happen. Do you understand? It did not happen. He goes on to say the culture of violence has taken hold in this generation, which we could call the Rambo generation, because they are fed by films and videos that glorify violence. And I agree with that. The Rambo generation marches on to the tune, the Pied Piper, Bobo Grits. To the shock of having 2 young people murdered in high school is appropriate. And I want to break off here to remind you folks that the movies Rambo were not patterned after Bobo Grits. I talked to the people who wrote the scripts of those movies. I know where the stories came from. Had nothing to do with Bobo Gritz, in fact. And if you saw any of the Rambo movies, Rambo was an enlisted man. And if you have any brains at all, you saw that the colonel was the bad guy. The colonel was the bad guy who betrayed his own men, time after time, after movie after movie. Rambo was an enlisted man. In his first movie, he suffered from post-traumatic delayed stress syndrome. Bobo Gritz is a lieutenant colonel. If the movies Rambo were patterned after Bobo Gritz, then he is indeed the bad guy. How do you like that, you Bobo heads? See, Rush Limbaugh has his Ditto heads, and Bobo Gritz has his Bobo heads. I continue, Mr. Speaker, it means that we are one step closer to the collapse of civilization. Now he's saying that the entire civilization is going to collapse if he doesn't pass this resolution repealing the Second Article Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, do you know why socialism sucks? It's because socialists suck. They're very, very deceptive people. Almost every other word out of their life is a lie. And yes, I meant what I said, out of their life. Life, folks. Not mouth, life. One step closer to the collapse of our society, and I tell you that the moment the guns disappear from the hands of Americans, that will signal the collapse of our society and the rise of a one-world totalitarian socialist government who will bring the Grim Reaper across the land. And if you think Stalin murdered a lot of people, you just wait and see what these people have in store for you. He says, what will happen next? We will have young people carrying guns into churches and murdering people in churches. It would be another step closer to the collapse of civilization as we know it. Well, the facts are, folks, is these people went down to a church and killed all the young people who didn't have any guns. Simply because their parents legally owned weapons, the right of which is guaranteed by the second article in amendment to the Constitution. I'm talking about the massacre that occurred in Waco, Texas, conducted by world socialism. He goes on, what are we doing to protect our youth from senseless killing? What are we doing as adults, as parents, and most important, those people who are most responsible for how our society works? What are we doing as legislators? What an ego. He really believes that he's most responsible for how our society works, folks. The truth is that the legislature is the most responsible for the destruction of our society in recent years. It has not been fulfilling its mandate at all. They're not reflecting the desires of their peers. Isn't this amazing? Are we doing all we can? Or are we wimpishly bowing to a gun lobby and not a committee? Civilized actions to be taken in order to control this manufacture, the sale, and distribution of guns. What is different? What is the difference between our society and other industrialized societies? Well, Mr. Oh, my God. What an invitation. Mr. Owens, this is incredible. You don't know the difference between our society and other industrialized societies? Is that why you are trying so quickly to destroy it? You don't understand that our society was the biggest, the best, the most promising, gave us the most opportunity. We had the most freedom. We were the most affluent in the entire world, possessed the greatest technology and the penultimate of the military might that had ever existed upon the face of this earth. And you are asking, what is the difference between our society and other industrialized societies? Who are the fools, Mr. Owens, who sent you to Congress You see, it really isn't your fault. Somebody mistook you for someone with some brains instead of recognizing you for the mental patient that you should be. And what are you people in New York doing about this twit? Or do you care? Do you even understand what's happening? Do you realize that if everybody in New York City carried a gun, the crime statistics would drop overnight and there would not be another citizen killed by one of these creeps? No. No, that's attributing too much reasoning power to the sheeple. The truth is, the only places where these things continuously occur are where the criminals know that the citizens do not possess weapons. The highest crime statistics in the country are in the places where they have the tightest, most restrictive gun laws, and where they have legislation which prohibits the ownership of any type of firearms. The crime rate is out of sight, far exceeds any other city, county, or state in this nation. I'm talking, Mr. Owens, about the city where you live, Washington, D.C., where you have passed just such legislation, taking the guns away from the people because they have no rights under the Constitution. And we can all see that it doesn't work, but still the stupid sheeple cry to have the guns taken off the streets, believing that this is going to solve our problems. No, folks. Holding parents responsible and accountable would begin to solve our problems. Restoring discipline to the schools would just be a beginning to solving our problems. And he goes on to say, Japan or Germany or Great Britain or France. Why is it these industrialized societies have a far lower set of casualties as a result of gunplay? Why is it that it goes way, way down, the comparisons with Great Britain and Germany and Japan? Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is no comparison. You see, they've taken the authority of the way from the parents in this country and out of the schools. If you go to Japan, Germany, or Great Britain, or France, you will see that the children receive the proper discipline in the home and in the school. And in Japan, discipline, folks, is more than a way of life. It is almost a religion. Now, I doubt if Mr. Owen knows that because he's probably never been out of the country except to go to Washington, D.C. and then back to New York. But I've lived in Japan. I've been to France, I've been to Germany, and I've been to Great Britain. They also have a long, long history of tradition, of respect for their elders and their peers. Something that's being quickly eroded in this country. In this country, we are exposed to hour after hour after hour of violence. If you take a small child and raise him in that environment, or her, they begin to believe that that is the way that their problem should be solved, and that is the way that the world conducts its business. The truth, as we all know, is quite different. We also know, ladies and gentlemen, that the statistics tell a quite different story than what this man, Mr. Owens, is propounding to his fellow congressman. He goes on to say that these societies are able and willing to control the manufacture, distribution, and sale of guns, and this society is not. That's true, folks. In Japan, Germany, Great Britain, and France, none of the law-abiding citizens have weapons, except in some instances hunting weapons, shotguns, small caliber rifles, which are registered and are strictly controlled. But the criminals, you see, have every type of gun that you can imagine. and they always will. And that, dear sheeple, is the truth. He goes on to say the savage, barbaric behavior of a young man who whips out a pistol and shoots dead two students in a high school is horrendous. These pauses are caused, folks, because I'm having a problem with the irrepressible urge to cough. Don't go away. We're going to take a little break. Going to have to take it easy. I hate to have to take it easy because some things you can't see me. So the voice has to convey what I'm trying to get across, what I feel. And if I can't do that, then the message gets a little distorted, folks. But I'm going to try without breaking anything or straining anything, to continue and take it easy here. See if I can manage that. And if I start feeling that familiar tickle again, you're going to hear a little bit of music again while I sip a little orange juice and suck on lozenges. So I'll take some of the, I'm going to go ahead, instead of reading all of this, I'm going to read some of the pertinent points. He says, failing to respond, the members of Congress and any other state legislatures or city legislatures are equally as savage and equally as barbaric if they do not take steps to use their power to control the manufacture, sale, and distribution of guns. I say that if they do, they're traitors. You see, because if the second article in amendment is correct, if it is correct, ladies and gentlemen, and I know that it is, because all I have to do is look at history. If it is correct, and it means what it says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, do you understand what that says? This says, a free state cannot exist unless a well-regulated militia exists. It says it is absolutely necessary to the security of a free state. Now, state does not mean the federal government, ladies and gentlemen. State means just that, the state of Arizona, the state of California, the state of Illinois. And all you have to do is look in the definition of terms pertaining to the Constitution to find out. Listen to what our forefathers said. Read what they wrote. You see, they never intended the federal government to become a state. It is, in fact, unconstitutional for Washington, D.C. to ever become a state, yet they're pushing for it. And if it becomes a reality, it's just another proof that there is no Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. They're saying that without a well-regulated militia, no free state can exist. And to guarantee it, they give us the right to keep and bear arms. And they don't give it to the government. They don't give the right to the National Guard or to the military. In fact, all of these things are illegal under the Constitution. Were you aware of that? And that's another proof. You see, our forefathers put into place mechanisms to prevent the United States from ever having a standing army. In fact, the only legal military force that exists in the United States of America under the Constitution, were it in effect, is the United States Navy. All other standing armies and military forces, no matter what they're called, are illegal under the Constitution. They are, in fact, unconstitutional. The militia, according to the law and according to the definition of our forefathers, is the whole people. The law breaks it down further and says all able-bodied men and boys who are able to carry and fire a weapon between the ages of 17 and 43. How about that? Does that get your dander up? See, most of you have never heard these things before, never knew them. I know that most of you can read, but you never looked. You've never bothered to find out. It's amazing that the things we pretend to care most about, we know nothing about. Don't even make the slightest effort to find out about. That bothers me. Bothers me a lot. An awful lot. He says, quote, I have offered this resolution to repeal the Second Amendment very seriously, unquote. And he goes on, and the need to control the sale, manufacture, and distribution of guns in our society. Polls have clearly shown that 75 to 85% of the people want some form of gun control, but we do not have gun control, except to a very limited extent. That's not true, folks. 85% of the people do not want gun control. That is a lie. But one might be tempted to think that if one were to read the papers every day and listen to the news on television and watch the silly, stupid lies you see. There is no poll that has ever shown that 85% of the people want some form of gun control. This man is a consummate liar. And for those of you listening in New York, he represents you. Doesn't that bother you? If he lies about this, he'll lie about everything. The truth is, all socialists lie continuously all the time. That's the only way they can win, folks. On that, Rush Limbaugh is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. He called that shot absolutely, perfectly, 100% right. Socialists are consummate, perpetual, habitual liars. And he says, but we do not have gun control, except to a very limited extent, because a small group of intense gun fanatics... Listen to this. A small group of intense gun fanatics have perverted the democratic process through threats and intimidation of any public figure who dares to speak for and vote for what the overwhelming majority of the people want. Mr. Owens, Mr. Owens, you wouldn't know the truth if it hit you in the face. I'll say it again, you're a liar. You're scum. You should never have been allowed to represent anyone. I doubt if most of the people you represent even know that you are twisting the truth and perpetrating these fantasies. Listen to this. A small group of intense gun fanatics, people who care about this country, care about maintaining our freedoms, are now gun fanatics. Do you know that patriotism has become a dirty word now? Simply because of the slant that patriotic rallies and patriotism and patriots have been portrayed with in the news media. Most people are afraid to say, I am a patriot. Scared to death, in fact. It has become politically incorrect because of idiots like Mr. Owens. Idiots. Mr. Owens, I publicly invite you to appear on this broadcast, The Hour of the Time, and debate me face to face. I don't think you have the guts. I'd say something else, but we might have some women listening out there. I don't think you have what it takes. I think you're a sniveling little lying coward, and I issue this challenge, and I will send you a copy of the broadcast of this program. And I will, of course, reveal your reply to the American people over this broadcast and to the people of the world. Because you are exactly what I say you are. You will not appear here with facts and figures. You will appear with lies if you have the guts to appear. And I know already that you don't, because I will have the facts and figures and the truth to confront you with. And your lies will not stand up for 10 seconds flat. This is a worldwide broadcast, Mr. Owens. And I do not issue this challenge frivolously. I will literally put you out of the running of any future political aspirations that you ever have if you dare to appear on this program. And we will make hundreds of copies of the tapes and distribute them in your district all over the state of New York so that your constituents can hear what a silly fool they placed in Congress. Also, Mr. Owens, a non-response, will be considered total abject surrender. He says here, the Second Amendment is unnecessary in 1992. Why 1992, folks? Why not 1981? Why not 2001? Why not in 1872? Why, ladies and gentlemen, has the world changed? Has the nature of man changed? Is the world at peace? We have no enemies. No one would want to do away with us. But according to Mr. Owens, the Second Amendment is unnecessary in 1992. The purpose of the Second Amendment is to assure the people's right to bear arms in a well-regulated militia. nobody would dream of interfering with the use of guns by the National Guard, the Armed Forces Reserves, which is our well-regulated militia. Mr. Owens, again, you are a liar. That's not true. It is, in fact, a blatant lie. The United States Senate has ruled that no branch of the military consists or makes up what is known as the militia. The United States Senate has ruled that the National Guard is not the militia. The United States Senate passed a resolution, which I will read on the air in the coming days, which quite simply states that the militia is made up of the whole people. The whole people. You see, you should consult your colleagues before you make stupid statements like this. And of course, it is stupid because you're closer to the source of it than I am. How come I know this and you don't, Mr. Owens? You're supposed to be representing us. And yet me, way out here in Arizona, far, far from the center of government, knows the law better than you do. And I would venture to say I probably know the law better than most of those who pretend to represent us. He goes on to say, listen to this, folks. Oh, boy. Here he just throws his whole argument right out the window. He says, and I quote, "And the right of that kind of well-regulated militia is protected and understood without this amendment being in place." Certainly is, because the law protects it. The law protects it because that amendment is in place. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. What's more amazing is that you people in New York sent this blithering idiot to represent you, and you don't even know what he's doing in Congress. I guarantee that most, if not all of you listening from the state of New York, never even knew that this man was doing this in Congress, making these asinine statements, and furthermore, I doubt if you even knew that this man had introduced a resolution to repeal the second article and amendment to the United States Constitution, which is the only thing in this entire world that has kept Americans free and will keep Americans free. And the moment that that right is gone and guns are taken away, and I don't care how many laws you pass, you will not take the guns away from the majority of the American people. I can assure you, you might take some bullets away in a dead body to the morgue, but you will not take the guns out of the hands of the majority of the American people, Mr. Owens. I can't understand, with all the socialist countries existing in this world, where these people could go and live in a government, in a repressive society that they love and enjoy, why they don't do it. Why are they hell-bent on destroying this country? Why are they hell-bent on taking the freedoms away from Americans? Mr. Owens, I'm sure that with your great, wonderful talent for socialist propaganda, that Mr. Castro would welcome you into his government and probably would give you a raise. Yes, he would probably give you a raise. You'd probably get 2 loaves of bread a month instead of one. And I would love to see you go. In fact, Mr. Owens, I will pay your way. I will pay your way first class by any conveyance you so desire. I don't care if I have to work the rest of my life to pay for it. I will pay for it. If you love socialism so much, if you want to be in a place where the people have no freedoms, if you want to be somewhere where no one can own weapons, I, Mr. Owens, will happily, me, all by myself, will pay your way by whatever convenience or conveyance, first-class passage, with all the amenities and any extras that you want to spend, even if I have to work the rest of my life to do it, to any socialist nation on the face of this earth that you wish to move to and live in. And I mean that, folks. I don't say anything unless I mean it. I will do it. If Mr. Owens takes me up on it, which he won't. You see, all of these socialists really love living here in the freedom that we have. They don't even understand what they're really helping to bring about. And when they do, they will be the first to cry and whimper and beg for the rest of them to save them and restore their freedoms, because that's what they've always done throughout history. I love it. Actually, I don't. Actually, I really don't. But sometimes it makes me laugh. And sometimes, folks, it makes me cry, to tell you the truth. He says here, so I would hope that those members who are interested and have gotten the information will join me in offering this resolution to repeal the Second Amendment. I hope also we will take whatever steps are necessary long before the Second Amendment finds its way onto the floor of Congress to end the savage and barbaric proliferation of guns in our society. Oh boy. Then he introduces a newspaper article. And it says, if nothing else, says Owens, perhaps his resolution will start a useful discussion about the urgent need for stronger gun control laws. Down here he says, most nations that are industrialized do have tight control over the manufacture, sale, and distribution of guns. That's correct, folks. And wherever they have that, the people have almost no freedoms. How many of you really believe that the people who live in Great Britain are free? I've been there. Many other people have been there. Some of the listeners of this program live there. Some of them are English citizens. Some of them are American citizens who live in England. Some of them are from other countries who live in England. I can tell you from my experience, talking to the English people on their own soil, they do not like the government under which they live. Complete, utter British socialism. It sucks just like socialism sucks everywhere else in the world, and the people are not happy. They are not happy. If you don't believe it, you just get your little button gear and hop on a plane, fly right over there, and you'll find out. Talk to someone who lives there. We just had visitors here. Marcus McLean. Our friend Haley Mills was just here, stayed with us several days. If you know who these people are, you know that they're English citizens. You know, she works very hard. She's a very good actress. One of the best, in fact. And she makes good money. And you know what happens to most of the money she makes because she lives in England? Most of it is taken away by the government in taxes. Do you know that they even have a tax bracket in England where you could be required to pay 110% of your income in taxes? Did you know that anybody is used to making the kind of money that the upper middle class makes in this country? Are taxed 75-80% of what they make? Were you aware of this? And this is what you want for the United States of America? This Mr. Owens wants to live under socialism, where the government would take most of what he makes in taxes so that socialism could give him back all the benefits that he could have purchased with that money. And he is one of those congressmen who voted for this huge pay raises that they've been voting themselves in recent years. Now, how do they rectify this in their minds? If they want socialism, if they want total, complete government, which controls everything, administers everything, takes care of everything, ensures that you have clothing and a job and everything else, how can they rectify this great question, this dichotomy? They want this. They know they're not going to have any money, yet they keep voting themselves pay raise as if they're addicted to money. Socialists have never made sense in the history of the world, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't think they're about to start now, do you? Absolutely amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be back on satellite, Galaxy 3. I'll give you the particulars tomorrow, beginning on March 1st. I believe it's March 1st, whatever the first weekday is in March. We will start on satellite, Galaxy 3. It's a better satellite than we were on before, on the Omega Radio Network. The Omega Radio Network. Also, the BBS is back online, If you're a CAGI member, you will have to sign in all over again, just as if you had never signed in before. You will have to leave a message to the SysOp stating your membership status. Your status will then be looked up, and your clearance will be upgraded. There is a public section for people who are not CAGI members, where they have the conference of their own and a file area of their own. Right now, there's nothing in the public file area, but we want you, the public, to rectify that. And we will be putting files in that area also. And in the CAGI section, there is an email section, private email, to send letters back and forth. The switch in the BBS that allows the SysOp to read private mail has been disabled. So your private mail will really be private on this BBS, and it'll probably be the only BBS in the world where nobody else will read your private mail but you. Now, I have to tell you this because it's the law. If we return that switch to its other position, the SysOp would be able to read the private mail. Now, I'm going to tell you we're not going to do that, but if you're prudent, the law requires us to tell you that, and you have to understand that at any time we could do that. The BBS number is 602-333-4578. 602-333-4578. I'm going to be giving out some other information here in the next few days in the later show tonight. So just remember that, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll see you tonight at 10. We'll continue where we left off here. It's 10 Mountain, 9 Pacific, 11 Central, and midnight Eastern Standard Time. Good night, and God bless you all.